Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment, where she is talking with Lucas.
Alexandra, some woman named D. Levin called for you.
Oh, that's that crazy dance sister. Where's her number?
By the phone.
I've got to call her.
D. Levin here.
Detective Levin? This is Alexandra Jones. I'm calling about my brother, Andrew Jones. He's been missing for nearly 3 months now.
And you're just now reporting it?
I talked to Joe Zegas already about this. I've left you numerous messages.
I've been busy. If you've already filed the missing persons report, what do you want me to do?
Well, you obviously haven't talked to Joe. My brother is missing because your brother beat him up and left him to die in an alley.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. And if anything has happened to Andrew, your brother Dan is going to be sorry. Very, very sorry.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. At the Westside Hospital emergency room, Connie is waiting for news about Andrew when Dr. Blanchard walks up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blanchard.
Doctor, how is Adam?
He's resting. I've ordered an MRI and brain scan, and he'll be having those tests over the next 2 hours.
Is he going to be all right?
It's too soon to diagnose. How often has Adam had these kind of attacks?
I don't know. This is the first time I've seen this.
I have a feeling this has happened before. Are you family?
Me? No, I'm just a friend.
Does he have any family I can contact?
I don't really know any of Adam's family.
The reason I'm asking is that he has no identification on him. No wallet at all, in fact. And we need to get his insurance information for our record.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. He works across the street at Wilson's Diner. I could try to find out the information from them, I suppose.
That would be helpful.
Okay, I'll make a call now.
I'll be back out with an update as soon as the tests are finished.
Thanks. I wonder why Adam didn't have his wallet with him.
At the Malone apartment, Mac has just arrived home and is talking with Raven. Hi, babe.
Hi. How was your day?
It's very long. And you won't believe the shocker I got at work today.
Shocker? I'll get it. Hello?
Raven, hi. It's Blake.
Blake? How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a long couple of days here, though.
What's going on?
Well, the brother of the woman I've been seeing passed away, and it hit the family pretty hard.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You'll have to tell me about this woman sometime.
Well, her name's Marilyn Marsden. You might remember her as Adriana Cummings' defense attorney during the trial, but just don't hold that against her.
Wow. You two make an interesting pair, I imagine.
Well, we have fun, and I've been seriously missing that in my life. But look, I don't want to keep you. I just wanted to let you know that Rex told me you're finishing a story on ovarian cancer, and I think it's wonderful. I'm glad you feel up to it.
Well, it's for Rex. And it has done me some good today to focus on something else.
Well, I look forward to seeing the final version.
Rex gets all the credit for this one, but thanks.
Hey, I better run, but I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Blake.
So, Blake again.
What do you mean, again? I haven't talked to him in a couple of days.
Why is that man always insinuating himself into our lives?
What are you talking about? He's my boss, and he called to talk to me about work. I'm helping Rex with this story for Monthly, in case you've already forgotten.
I just wish that man would disappear sometimes. He thinks his money can buy his way into our good graces, and it can't.
What are you talking about, Mac? Blake is my friend, as well as my boss, and I am getting more than sick of hearing this broken record from you.
Look, I'm not going to let him cause us to have another fight, Raven, okay? Let's just drop it.
No, I don't want to drop it this time, Mac. Blake has not caused us to fight, ever. It's you that's the problem. You have a serious problem with Blake for no good reason. But I think I know why.
Oh, I can tell you the reason why.
No, the real reason is that you're jealous of him. You see me becoming friends with him, and you just can't stand it.
You think I'm jealous of Blake Whitney?
You're damn right I do. Why else would you be so angry every time his name is mentioned?
He's a pathetic little man who buys his friends, Raven. I have nothing to be jealous of from him.
That's enough, Mac. Don't say another word.
It's probably him again. I'll get it this time.
If that's Blake, do not start any trouble.
Malone residence.
Mac, it's Hannah. I have Marty.
In his Chelsea apartment, Harry has news for Rex.
You know, Rex, we do. I had another test after talking to Jacob's wife. It was positive. I'm HIV positive. Rex, say something.
You are HIV positive?
I didn't want to believe it myself. I don't feel any different.
But how could you have a negative test and then suddenly become positive? I just don't understand this.
You can't always tell in the first couple of months after you're infected. There are tests that can, but not the standard blood test.
I know what this means. Don't you? I may be infected too.
Rex, you and I have always been very careful. The chance of you being infected are practically zero.
You think so? Then why doesn't that make me feel any better?
You're angry.
I don't know what I am. I know you've been down the past couple of days, but honestly, I thought it had something to do with work. I'm just blown away by this, Perry. I'm sorry if I'm not having the reaction you expected.
I didn't expect anything, Rex. I haven't even figured out what I think about the situation. I've never been so scared in my life.
You had unsafe sex one time in your life and you got HIV from it? What were you thinking, Perry?
I wasn't thinking. That's the problem. And there's more to it.
Oh, God. I'm not sure I can hear anymore.
I think it's best if I tell you everything now. Get it out in the open. Jacob and I were dancing at the Roxy that night. And we were on ecstasy.
Ecstasy? That's great.
And K.
What the hell is that?
Ketamine.
Wait, isn't that cat tranquilizer or something? What the hell were you doing?
Its legal use is usually by vets, yes. Horses, dogs, cats. It's an anesthetic. But it's a common drug at the dance clubs.
And what? Were you taking all this crap at the same time or something? Why the hell were you on it?
I've done ecstasy a few times, but never K before, until that night. It made me feel, I don't know, kind of detached. Like I was watching things happen, but I wasn't really there.
And so you didn't bother to find out if this Jacob guy was positive, or bother to use protection?
We had sex more than once. We did talk about it the first time. He told me he was negative.
Was he lying?
I don't know. Does any of that matter now, Rex? I'm just trying to find a way to deal with this, and I need your help.
I'm sorry, Perry. I'm not sure what to say right now. I know I should probably tell you everything is going to be all right, but I just can't. I need to get some fresh air.
Where are you going?
I need to go for a walk. I'll talk to you later.
Are you coming back?
I'm going to walk to the hospital. I just need to think right now. Goodbye.
I know it. I've lost him.
I had lost all of my belief, you see. And realized my mistake.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logar production.
Through a prayer to me, and all around me became still. I need love, love divine. Please forgive me, now I see that I've been blind. Give me love, love is what I need to help me know my name.